Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday. Here we go. There's a little bit of a team energy about wanting the weekend. Am I detecting that?
A little bit. Little bit.
That's my gold detector, finding the weekend energy.
Dude.
It's coming in thick and fast.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Is it?
It is. I am ready for 2 days off.
Some cream.
See, we've got the...
Sorry. Some what?
Thickened cream. I had some pikelets yesterday afternoon for like some afternoon tea. So I'm thinking about the pikelets and the cream and the jam.
It's... What? When you've got... You know what they say?
Pikelets on the brain.
When you've got cream on the mind.
That's exactly right.
You've got cream on the brain. That is a saying as old as this morning.
Oh, great.
Never been said before.
Great.
Looking forward to the weekend around the team.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
So. I'm jetting to Sydney this weekend. Got a lot of plans this weekend.
Again?
So
off to Newcastle Airport.
Then flying straight to Sydney. Yeah. Only an hour up the M1.
You know what? Sometimes... When you see, he's on the breakfast show money now.
Oh,
he signed some big deal, obviously.
An extra $10 a week.
Famously.
And now he flies to Sydney.
So you're going to tell us throughout the show what you're going to get up to over the weekend, Scott?
Oh, we just got planned with my girlfriend and my mates from uni. And
Same old.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the same old, but it's going to be a big, intense weekend. I can feel it.
There are questions. You can't ask all the questions about what he gets up to.
Have you packed the tequila and the vodka cruisers in your bag?
Why? I have a stash at Brit's house, at my partner's
house.
That's
smart.
I keep a stash there. We always have stashes of booze wherever we go.
And I think you'll find his top drink is, what is it, like...
The mud shake?
Peach iced tea.
Something like that.
Bilson's peach iced tea with a little vodka. Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
What have you got this weekend,
Krivo? Sunday I'm taking off. Saturday I'm working the shop. So one of the people who works with us at the shop sick and needs a bit of help. So taking Saturday off. So that'll be me.
Lovely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm.
Don't you worry about that.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
Know about you, but I feel good. It is a Friday.
Yeah,
it is the end of the week.
It sure is.
Which also means I've had a week with my fur nephew, Murphy, my brother's dog, right? He's been staying with us and he will be for the next couple of weeks. So I've noticed a few things, guys.
It's a very fun-looking dog.
He is very fun. He's
bit
very
goofy.
Energetic. He's so goofy. But he's so brilliantly smart. He's a GSP, German Shorthair Pointer, which means that they're very clever. They pick things up very quickly as well. Which also happens to mean he's adopted some of, I would say, the owner's personalities. And this is an actual science, apparently. Research has been done. However, he started to pick up my personality traits.
Oh, that's fun.
Which also means that he tends to tuck himself away and keep himself away from everyone else in the house and find his own little hidey spots, like what I do when I'm at home.
Is he hanging out with you, though, or has he got his own bedroom?
Oh, he goes in his own room.
Yeah, right.
So I'm
He's been there a week and he's already got his own room. You can tell he runs the house.
Yeah,
him.
A bit like you when you move back home.
Exactly.
A week later, you've got your own room.
Well, no, I...
First week, you're on the couch. Next to the couch on one of those little,
futons.
Look, he's adopted parts of my personality, which means he's becoming more individual.
Oh, is
he? He's becoming more himself. And that's what I'm like. I take myself away from everyone else in the house and just do my own thing. He's doing the same thing. He's got attitude now. Same with me.
Has he been styling his hair?
Oh, ha.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him.
He also has little bouts of, like, he, like, snaps and goes a bit crazy some days. I'm like,
That is like you. Yeah. That is like you.
Now I'm seeing the similarity.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing
And he kind of struts when he walks and stuff. I'm like, oh, you are me, my little nephew. Anyway.
How long will he be staying with you?
Oh, probably another 2 weeks.
Wow, that's fun.
Oh,
that's
fair. Always good to have a dog in the house.
Me.
It's just better, isn't it?
It is.
Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone. Catching up with Jackie next to dive a bit deeper into those local news headlines. Have all any questions you got in your mind, we might answer them.
Maybe. Or we won't, but Jackie will.
Yeah, that is a possible guarantee maybe here at New FM.
Live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Hello, happy Feel Good Friday to you, Jackie.
Hey, feeling fantastic.
Yeah, what's on the plan for the weekend?
Oh, guys, I'm going camping again.
Oh, lucky you.
In the rain, lovely.
I know, and it's supposed to be super cold.
Nah, not ideal for camping conditions, not at all.
No.
Have you got plenty, stocked up with plenty of wine at least?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's keeping me warm.
Yeah, you need something to keep you warm.
Yeah.
Also, it's a feel-good Friday, so have you had your Friday morning energy drink yet? What was your flavour of choice today?
Yes, I have. My flavour of choice today is the sort of newish strawberry flavour.
Ooh. Oh. Do you have an energy drink every morning?
No, every Friday.
Oh, every Friday morning. Yeah. Who would have one every morning? It's real bad for your heart.
Yeah, apparently it's terrible. Yeah.
It's a little Friday morning treat that Jackie from the newsroom has. Any energy drink sponsors out there,
hit us up.
This is your chance. You could probably get with, you know, Ari as well, might be just a little bit interested. Just
get
a
with
tip.
Ari.
Well, you know, it's a
you
sponsorship.
You can get with me if you want to. I'm okay with that.
Free Red Bulls or whatever. All right, switching gears, a little bit of new stuff here. The Fair Work Ombudsman has been busy again.
Yes, yeah, so an investigation by the Fair Work Ombudsman has recovered $16 million for more than 13,000 employees in Australia, including some in the Hunter.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Eagers Automotive brought out Automotive Holdings Group, and they actually brought forward some of the issues themselves of underpayment of workers and all that jazz. So they've finally got some money, and that business actually runs in the Hunter as well in Newcastle. So
there we go.
Yeah, some workers have got some money back, which is really good to see.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say, very good news. Mm-hmm. Changing pace just slightly, there's been a new, and I'm literally quoting, industrial manslaughter. Sounds like something from like Law and Order SVU. What's going on?
So this has actually been a long-awaited bill, but it's finally passed through the Parliament yesterday. So it's going to make industrial manslaughter laws tighter. So,
I was like, oh, it's been a crime.
No, yeah, but making New South Wales the last mainland state to make industrial manslaughter offence. So this means prosecutors can hold businesses or individuals responsible for death due to gross negligence in the workplace.
That is also a good move.
Yeah, only makes sense. And like you alluded to there, perhaps this will bring some at least closure to families who have been affected by this in the past.
Absolutely.
So that is a great bit of news.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And something that really can make or break the self-confidence is a haircut.
Absolutely.
The good, the bad, the ugly. True. They always say there's only, what, 2-3 weeks between a good and a bad haircut. And that's what I famously live by. I've had my fair share of bad haircuts.
When it grows back. I've never seen you have a bad haircut.
Oh, stop it.
Every time I see it, I go, wow, fresh. Oh, you look so good.
Sometimes it looks fresh. Recently when I got a haircut, I actually got the old slice with the old straight razor. I got nicked on the way through. So,
you know what you want.
Mm. Well, the scars, you know, some...
Chicks dig scars.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, what does your girlfriend Britt think about the scar?
The scar she's not too worried about. The hair she's like, please wear a hat.
Ooh. That is brutal.
Sometimes. Yeah, that's not nice. Sometimes. Yeah. No, she's usually a fan. Other times she goes, oh, well, could have been a little bit longer, or you've cut it a bit too short at the back there, but again, all discretionary.
Yeah.
Can Britt do a haircut? Could she cut your hair?
Britt has cut my hair before.
How was it?
Yeah, it's all right. She just like sort of trimmed parts of it. Yeah. I've let non-professionals do my hair before, and it's been an absolute basket case, so I'm not about it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Not at all.
Policy.
American soccer legend Landon Donovan, he has premiered. He's a soccer player. Who cares what he's done? He has premiered as a commentator for the Euros, which are happening over in Europe at the moment, and he's presented his brand new haircut. Now, full disclosure, it's come out that he's getting a hair transplant. That's the basis for the story. However, as it currently stands, not a good look. So he's sort of got the sideburns that are not trimmed, a shave back and round of his head, and then he's got a top part of his hair as well.
Oh, like a toupee.
Like a toupee. It doesn't look great. Does not look great.
Honestly, it's one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen.
And a lot of the commentators tried their best not to acknowledge and not to look at it. They just moved on. But fans on Twitter, X, formerly Twitter, were all like, what the heck's going on with his hair? It begs the question, what famous person has the worst haircut? And he can't go past POTUS himself, Mr. Donald Trump.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that. I also thought that was one that came to my mind as well. Because honestly, somehow he makes his hair look like a bunch of armpit hairs flailing in the wind. I don't know how he does it, but it's definitely up there. You know, the other one that comes to mind for me of worst haircuts of all time is comedian Bill Bailey. Have you seen him?
No.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, so he's very bald on top, long all the way around the sides. Oh, honestly, God. It looks like a shower curtain that's gone around his head.
Yep, okay.
Or if you got an onion and dipped it in water and then rolled it around in a bucket of hair.
There's like nothing at the front, party in the back.
The sides as well.
The sides.
Good God.
It is the most ridiculous haircut of all time.
Mm.
But as a comedian, you can kind of get away with it.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, part of your shtick.
Yeah, part of your personality, exactly.
Well, I have two. The first one is like homegrown, the honey badger, Nick Cummins. It's like a mop that, you know, I'll never be able to forget, and then kind of teaming up with that stupid little mustache he's got.
He's got the full 2 minute noodle vibes.
Yes.
That's what it looks like sprouting out the top of his head.
Absolutely. But topping it off, though, Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, he rocked a mullet back in the day, and I'm not criticizing him for that. Though what he has now looks like what would happen to me if I didn't get, like, a sleep for, like, a month and he stuck his finger in a socket.
It's just the electrocution, young Einstein look.
Yeah, and it looks like he's, like, you know, glued pieces of hair, like, into his long hair. It looks ridiculous.
I mean, not that I can talk. I have had my fair share of bad haircuts, despite
And you're
you
a celebrity.
Say. And I'm a celebrity. So, yeah, throw me on the list. Sometimes it's like, yeah, somebody's attacked you with a chainsaw or a whippersnipper for sure.
Here we go. Scott's come in for a haircut again.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So tomorrow night, if you don't know, where have you been? PBR is on at the NSENT, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Professional bull riding. Oh,
sold
my
out,
God.
I've heard.
Yeah, sold out really quickly. I think it might have been like the quickest it's ever done. But anyway, so it's pretty much State of Origin, but for bull riding. We've got 4 Hunter riders, which is fantastic.
Come on, Hunter.
I should be going. He's hoping, yes.
Fingers crossed.
I may or may not be going.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
It's sold out. How are you going?
I have connections.
Oh, my
God.
I'm a local man.
It pays to be connected in this city, doesn't it?
It does. But the thing is, though, I'll be taking my mum, which will be great. A mother-daughter night. Dad doesn't want to go. So I'm like, great, yeah, I'll take mum. The thing is about my mother, though, she never does things half-tasked, right? So she's like, okay, if we're going to PBR, let's go buy a new pair of jeans each. And what I'll do, I'll get my old bedazzler out and we can bedazzle like the booty of the jeans.
So you're going to do like written something? Because didn't they?
I don't know.
I was going to say, that was a big thing back in the day. What are you going to write on yours?
I'll probably just put my initials because I am famous, just like Scott.
Throw me under the bus, all right?
Yeah, that's right. No, but mum just wants to bedazzle her whole bottom.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. And you'll write your initials.
Look, I was really not on board when she first mentioned the idea. I reckon it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, why not?
Have a sparkly bum.
Something a little bit different. You'll stand out for sure.
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah, shaking my booty at bulls.
As long as you're drawing some attention to yourself,
that's
hey.
Certainly.
UFM. Hey! On this day,
the 21st of June, let's have a look back on what made history on this day. Today, as a general, is a big day for the winter solstice.
Oh, yes.
Of course. It's the longest night and shortest day. So, yes, the sun's going to be setting very, very early tonight. And to commemorate the issues of homelessness that our community faces, that is a widespread right across the country, there is a meeting in Martin Place starting tonight if you go pay your respects for those that lose their lives to homelessness every year on the longest night. So it gives people a bit of a understanding of what those going through homelessness have to go through.
Well, cold as well at the moment.
It's going to be freezing cold. Mm. You can only try and imagine what people are actually going through with the homelessness. So that's on the winter solstice, shortest day, longest night. Today's is also World Music Day.
Oh, that's good.
Perfect.
Yeah, have a listen to this. Here's some music.
Oh, and great music as well.
That's a, just an example of what music is.
What's Newcastle's best music variety, famously, here on UFM. Yeah. Take your dog to work day. So if you've got a four-legged friend.
Oh, missed out.
You missed out. Bring them into the studio.
We could have brought Molly and Murphy in, Prevo.
Can you imagine two dogs running around here?
Chaos.
It would.
Absolute chaos.
Actually, no, Scott, it'd be three because, you know. You're in studio, so.
Oh, it's true.
The big dog.
the biggest dog of them all. The biggest dog of them all.
It's not mine.
That's it. It was on this day back in 1788 that the U.S. Constitution came into effect after New Hampshire became the ninth state to ratify
it. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, you would have been around, Creeper.
I'm one of the people that signed it.
You're one of the originals. One of the founding fathers.
Yeah. That's it. Put your John Hancock on here and all that sort of stuff.
Also on this day in 2003, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the book came out.
What one's that one again?
That was the fifth one. It was the longest book, but it was the one that was the worst received.
Yeah, big memorable day, the fifth one that came out.
Why are you laughing, Creeper?
No, this is funny.
Well, I think it was...
I like Harry Potter chat, it's good.
There was not a decline in the book, but the fifth one was too convoluted in my eyes. There was way too much going on, way too many characters, way too many things happening.
In the Harry Potter universe, Scott, which wizard do you identify as?
If anybody says it's not Harry, if it says they're not Harry, they're lying to themselves.
You're Harry, are you?
Absolutely.
No, well, to be fair, you do have a lightning-shaped scarf from that haircut the other week on your head.
He's Neville.
I've sliced myself open.
Neville Longbottom.
He's got a bit of Longbottom energy, doesn't he?
Hey, Neville Longbottom is the hero of the series, and I will take that.
You take him, huh?
He chops up the snake.
I will wear that on the chin proudly. Look at the famous birthdays today. Prince William is 42. Chris Pratt is 45. Rebecca Black from It's Friday. Her birthday today as well. She's 27.
On a Friday as well.
On a Friday. Good friend
That's
of the
spooky.
Show. Yeah. Good friend of the show, Rob Mills, is 42 today. Brandon Flowers from The Killers is 43. Do you remember a couple of years ago, years ago, this kid became really famous?
For me, I really like Colin.
Corn Kid. Cute. He turns 9 today. And what a viral video. Everywhere that was. Everywhere.
I think the song that got made off it, hundreds of millions of views.
Easily. And the money. Level. He was raking in money hand over fist.
So what age would he be today?
Yeah. He's nine.
He's nine. Would he be one of the richest 9-year-olds to ever eat corn?
Probably.
Probably he would.
So not everyone has to like it to be the best. Just has to try it. Have a bite.
You know what? Great words to live by.
He is the Messiah.
Certainly is.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
And as always, there's plenty to do around our wonderful region. So let's kick it off with some stuff to do today on your Friday. Be ready. Get steady to get lit with the Float Your Boat Festival on tonight, where you can watch plenty of boats hit the water around Lake Macquarie, decked out with a variety of creative light displays. The flotilla will be based around Toronto foreshore from 4:30 till 8:30 tonight. Also at Warners Bay tomorrow and Belmont and Valentine on Sunday.
Question around the team.
Yep.
Are you guys boat people?
No, but I like to look at them.
Not a boat person at all.
Do you own boat shoes, Scott?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Do you?
Never. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering, because some people really are boat. They go, I'd love to have a boat.
They fantasize
about it.
I'd take a yacht any day of the week. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Why don't you get one?
Maybe one day.
You deserve a yacht.
If I could have a yacht, I would take one.
All right, good stuff. I'm glad we sorted all that out.
Perfect. Also tonight, you can go in and see the stage show Gaslight at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle from 7:30. Tickets are still available for tonight and also throughout the weekend. Also, Maitland Winter Markets are on at the showground from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow for your Saturday, it's going to be busy around Broadmeadow as well for the sold-out State of Origin Professional Bull writing the PBR show on the Newcastle Ensign.
Well, you'll be there with your bejazzled jeans.
Yes.
Here's me trying to put a sentence together.
I know,
good
might
luck
borrow
to me.
And a Cobra. I might do that as well. Also on is the epic annual lunch at Muse Restaurant in Hungerford Hill in Pocolban from 11:30 a.m.
nice.
Till 3:30 p.m. Bit of fancy
that'll
stuff.
That'll be good right food. That'll be good food.
Absolutely. You've also got the Portraits by Catapult Dance Group. Experience the new professional dance work developed by Catapult Dance Choreographic Hub in collaboration with the Lake Macquarie Dobell Festival. So that's on tomorrow as well.
To be honest, I understood not much of that.
Okay.
Dance was in there.
That's fine. Also tomorrow night, if that's not for you, the disco is back.
Now we're talking.
Club disco, this time celebrating Pride Month at the Newcastle Hotel. Plenty of DJ sets, performances and karaoke tomorrow night.
That will be a strong night.
Hell yeah. And also Sunday, just to wrap things up with a little bit of wholesome little events to go on. The Sunday Muster Artisan Markets are on at the Mortels Sheepskin Factory in Thornton, 9 a.m. till 2, as well as the Newcastle Farmers Market on during its usual time slot, Sunday from 7 a.m. at the Showground.
That is my absolute favourite, the Farmers Market.
Any market's a good market in my eyes.
They've got the best Tibetan like dumplings, the momos. The chili sauce is next level. Get the one near the gluten-free donut area.
Is it spicy?
Ooh.
It's pretty hot, but the flavour is unreal. They make it themselves.
A bit of me is the mini Dutch pancakes.
Oh, that's your style? Tiny pancakes, or do I have huge hands? You decide.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
And how about this for a feel-good Friday? Yesterday I got word that Scott Worgan, he's taking a walk, a 600-kilometre walk from Inverell all the way through to Terrigal, raising money for Lifeblood. Now, the reason he's done this, it's called the Bush to Beach for Sienna, is his daughter, or Sienna, was diagnosed with leukemia in August of last year. She so far needed more than 30 blood transfusions to help her survive the treatment. So he's doing the walk to raise money and to get people to sign up. So he's committed to getting 500 people to sign up. As of this morning, he's a smidge of 400.
Of
400 people signing up. Yesterday, he walked from Maitland through to Newcastle as part of his journey. Wow. And today he's going to be at the Newcastle Blood Donor Centre from 9 o'clock this morning, personally thanking everybody that's donated to his journey.
Amazing.
And give blood if you can.
Definitely give blood.
It does save lives, guys.
I'm a bandit for not doing enough. They ring me and I book in and then sometimes I miss my appointment. I feel really bad.
Yeah.
If you can do it, do it. It doesn't take long. It's free and you save lives.
Yeah, make sure you are donating blood. He's heading to Terrigal for Sunday at 11 a.m. That's when he's expected to finish off his journey, so beers will be flowing at that point. Massive congrats to Scott Worgan and what he's doing and the amount of money that he's raising, the amount of donations that he's getting. It's absolutely phenomenal and it's great that he's in our local area today. So go and see him at the Newcastle Blood Donor Centre today from 9 o'clock.
Dig deep and get donating. A fantastic cause.
UFM.
The Novos.
And I think it's fair to say cold and flu season is well in swing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scott, you've been fighting it off for, weeks
Well,
now,
a couple
really.
Of weeks now. I've been having a persistent cough, which sucks, let me tell you.
Just hangs around, doesn't it? And the first thing when you get this sort of, cold or flu, is people start with their recommendations of what you should do. Have you experienced any of that? People saying, try this, try that.
The top one was vitamin C.
Yeah.
You have as much vitamin C as you possibly can. And given last weekend was my housemate's wedding and I was feeling a little bit under the weather and it was, I don't want to be sick for the wedding. So I was pumping vitamin C and oranges like there was no tomorrow.
Do you think it helped a little bit?
Oh, I came good for the wedding.
Well, there you go.
That
does work.
There it is. There's the proof. Just a couple of days ago, I started to feel a little bit off and I used my special trick, right? Which is a shot of lemon juice just before bed, like the whole shot, and it's the next day I'm fine.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think it must be it's vitamin C and also the citric acid. Maybe burns off all the nasties.
So where did this remedy come from?
Someone told me once years ago. I think it was an old housemate or something who said, "You know, oh, you're feeling a bit under. Try this," and it worked. I've never looked back. You squeeze up, if you can do the fresh lemons, squeeze a couple of lemons into a little glass and away you go just before bed. I swear the next day, look, I'm fine. I don't have anything. I'm good as gold.
Yeah.
Proof of the pudding is in the lemon juice in a small glass, as the old saying goes. But these sort of like home remedies, they're around. Do you have any yourself, Ari?
Oh, look, whenever I get sick, I get very frustrated, but I just blast my body out the window. Basically what I do, I have as much curry, as much chili as I can. So it just like completely clears out all my system, all the bad juju, all of it.
So you reckon chili is the key?
Lots just of any curry.
Yeah,
just
right.
Have curry or just, yeah, or mashed potato and gravy.
Yeah, yep. Personal mop call just to clear the whole system out, get the laxatives working.
Just get everything out.
And also bury my face in extremely hot water. Oh,
okay, there we go.
Well, and bury your face in hot water.
Yeah, yeah, like a hot, very hot shower. Yeah,
very hot shower. Or just get like what I do, like in the basin at home, in the bathroom, or like a bucket or something. Very hot water. Bury your face in it a couple of times and go and sit down and watch an Adam Sandler movie, you're right as rain.
That is very specific.
Yep, works every time.
Very specific.
Whatever works,
works. I perfected it.
So here's the thing. This is what I wanted to do this morning because cold and flu season is heavy on us. 4967-4105. What is your cold or flu remedy that guarantee works?
A bloke's coming out this morning chatting online about if you eat raw animal testicles, apparently that is the ultimate cure to all sickness, and I would rather be sick.
Yeah, I agree. If it's a cold or flu any day. In East Maitland, Lauren, what's yours?
I have two of them, actually.
Great, hit us.
So the first one is garlic crushed up in your pillowcase.
Wait, do you sleep on the garlic?
Like garlic cloves, like fresh garlic cloves crushed up in your pillowcase.
How many are you putting in there?
Oh, well, three or four.
So you put a bit of onion, tomato, and then it's ready for a
margarita pizza.
You know, it's funny you say onion because the other one is putting onion chopped up on your bedside table with a little bit of sugar in it and sleeping with that at night. That's meant to help you cough as well.
It doesn't really sound like it'd help you with the cold. It'd keep the vampires away, though.
Well, with the garlic, it clears all the sinuses and everything, like gets all everything out of your nose and stuff. And then with the onion on the side as well, it clears your cough.
Now, Lauren, do you have a partner?
No. Three children, though.
Okay, right. And they'll be bringing home plenty of colds, no doubt.
I reckon the youngest on the bedside table, you'd just be crying all night.
It's not, I don't know, that sounds more like a lovely pantry than a cold and flu remedy. Yeah.
We'll go to Robbie in Edgeworth. Morning, Robbie. What's your home remedy for cold and flu?
Hey, guys. Half a cup of lemon.
Yeah.
Yep.
And some honey.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a splash of tequila or... OP rum, it'll kill a brown dog and it'll fix you up.
Well, okay. Robbie, you are correct, my friend.
That sounds more like a delicious cocktail.
Yeah, you're mixing up a concoction there. You're not getting yourself better. You're sending yourself to the other side.
Maybe later on I'm going to get through this day yet.
Yeah, that's it. One day at a time is good advice there. Mm-hmm. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go to Aberglass and with Selena. Good morning. What's your remedy?
Okay, so your first part is you drown your feet in Vicks Vapor Rub and then have your socks. And then you have 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And then you can either gargle warm, salty water or mouthwash. The third one, that should kill everything.
Now, sounds like there's a bit of a raspiness to your voice. Are you getting over something at the moment?
No, I just finished night shift at the mines.
Oh, God, okay. Working hard.
It's time for bed.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, a couple of interesting ones there. I think my favourite's one involving tequila.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a party, isn't
it? What I've gathered from all of that is you're killing all the germs from all different angles, so that's good.
As long as there's tequila involved, I'm keen.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Money, money, money.
Deluxe.
Get game time for your Feel Good Friday, guys. Let's do it. Mm. This is Lovers to Lux. Again, we've been running this one all week. So if you haven't got a chance to play, make sure you have the number ready to go. 4967 4105. How it works, we give you three items. We need you to listen for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. You do that. Crevo, what's the prize?
All right, today you get yourself a double to The Woman in Black at Civic Theatre Newcastle.
Yes.
From July 23. Now, if you've never been to the Civic, where have you been?
Gorgeous spot.
You should be.
You should be going. It is such a historic and stunning theatre. I think it's from the 1930s.
The architecture inside is just phenomenal.
Oh, those little balconies up the top. That is my fantasy, to watch a show from one of those.
I have before, twice.
From the little balconies?
The balconies are nice.
How did you get up there?
Well, I have my connections. Like I said earlier on in the show, it's who you know and what tickets to buy, I'm telling you.
That's so true.
But this time, you don't have to buy your tickets,
you
just win them.
Get them for free, and you can tell whoever you take as well, oh yeah, I got the tickets. You get the dinner and drinks.
Yeah, you get the food and the alcohol.
For the whole week.
Dan McPherson, John Waters in this production as well. Oh. Two of Australia's best.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, if you want to win them for free, this is your chance now. Call up 4967 4105. Shall we meet our contestant for today?
Headed to Patterson. Mick, good morning, mate. Happy Feel Good Friday.
Good morning, fellas.
Mate, how are you going? All good?
Good save, Mick.
Nah,
good
pretty,
save.
Pretty good for a Friday.
I reckon you've fixed that. Good job.
little slightest bit of backpedalling there, but that's all right. That's okay.
It's all right. You never know nowadays.
You can confirm what? I'm still a woman.
It's 2024. You are so right.
You are right.
Yeah, you are right, Mick.
That's right.
All right, so you're aware of how this game works, Mick? You all over it?
I heard it. Perfect. I think yesterday, so yeah, it should be right.
All right, should we just jump straight in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Kicking us off with your first item this morning, Mick, is a Fujifilm Instax Mini 12 instant camera from JB Hi-Fi. Your second item will be the Shark cordless vacuum with self-cleaning brush roll. A bit fancy. And then the third is a Steedon NRL All-Team Rugby League Ball from Rebel Sport. So a quick recap, the Fujifilm Instax instant camera, you've got the cordless vacuum, and then also the NRL All-Team Rugby League Ball. So, which one out of those three do you think is the cheapest, Mick?
I reckon it's the ball.
The ball's cheapest. Okay.
Then I'd go probably the vacuum.
Yep.
And then the camera, hopefully.
Okay.
How much do you reckon a football goes for?
No, it depends. Yeah. Or not.
It really does depend. It does, Mick, famously.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so true.
All right, so you want to lock those options in, Mick? Don't want to change anything else around?
Yeah, might as well.
All right,
Send it.
Send it.
Here we go. So I can confirm. Crevo. Okay, the Steedon NRL ball is going to set you back $50 from Rebel Sport. Yeah, they're not cheap these days. What is it made out of, panda? Okay, the sorry, I'm stealing his quotes from movies, sorry. All right, I can confirm that the Fujifilm camera, the instant camera from JB's,
well, hang on.
He did the vacuum next.
He did the vacuum next.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Friday.
Get with it, Ari.
No, I'm unhinged today. The cordless vacuum with the brush roll, $279.
Ooh, still in it here at this point.
Pretty close to that camera.
Yeah, still in it. Here we go.
Come on. The JB's camera, $119.
Oh, Nick, you know what? You know what? I like how you blamed Ari there. It is her fault.
Everyone blames me for everything.
It is, yeah. I would have gone to see a different approach.
Mick, I really like you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, that's good. Well, unfortunately, you get nothing, but it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. You've represented...
We had a laugh, mate, and that's a good start for today.
It's so true. That is the main thing. Mick from Patterson, you've done Patterson proud, but you get no prizes. Happy Friday, everyone.
UFM. De Novos.
Yesterday on the show, got talking a little bit about antiques and stuff, and both yourself, Scott, and you, Ari, said, hey, Crevo, maybe you can help me out with some valuations. And I said, yeah, you guys are friends of mine. I'll do that for free. No worries. Especially because I get an excuse to fire up the theme from Antiques Roadshow. Here we go. Oh,
you're all about it.
Yeah. I hear this and I feel relaxed. I feel in my element.
Any chance to talk old stuff and Crevo is there.
I am there.
He's the epitome of old stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I am old. All right. So we'll go with Scott. What have you got for us first? And how can I help you with the valuation today?
So this will actually be very funny because I bought this from an antique shop.
Oh.
And so I want to know how much you charge for it versus how much I paid for it. It is a rotating tape cassette holder. It's got 40 spots that you can hold. It is transparent, so you can see straight through it, made of like perspexy sort of plastic. Mm. 40 different cassettes you can put in there. It rotates. I don't know if you can hear this.
Yep,
lightly. So it spins, and it's got a real good spin on it. It's got a bit of dust on it, but nothing that a little bit of polish can't fix.
And also dust, that adds to the value.
It does add value. Dust proves it's old.
That's true.
Correlation equals causation.
Yep.
Great for a little side piece on the mantle.
Yeah.
Now, I bought this for my mate, who is a bit of an old soul, I should say, went through a stage of collecting tapes. And so I rung him and said, hey, do you need one of these? He said they're very, very hard to come by.
Yeah.
So if you find one and it works and it's in mint condition, buy it.
Grab it.
And so I have. And it's been rolling around the back of my car. So hopefully...
Yeah.
It's not damaged.
Yeah. Now, I'll actually give a bit more context on this. So it's sort of like a brown, clear plastic, and it looks like a bit of a miniature apartment building is how I'd describe it.
That's a very good description.
Now, does it have a brand on it at all? Because can you see?
Yes, a Fisher product.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, is that Australian made, isn't it?
Made in Australia.
Yeah. So I actually know about this type of product.
Just for everyone playing along at home, this wasn't planned. I just bought this here.
Yeah,
we discussed that we could bring literally anything
in. I said anything you want.
And so if Crevo actually knows this product, it's a testament to him and that he knows this old stuff.
Yeah, so I've sold the CD version before in the shop.
Yep.
They are very desirable. It is a little bit of, I'd guess, 1980s, like, modern art.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
So the style, you'd say, is kind of brutalist, actually, which is, like, square edge lines, very sort of, I guess, plain in a way, but modern is how I'd describe it. It was big in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
right? Something like that is worth around $100.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it's worth about $100, and it will sell well.
You're joking.
Very desirable item.
Sell it.
Well, I know where I got this from, so I'll go back and buy the rest.
Yeah, the CD version I sold for about that.
Sold it for $100?
Yeah.
I bought this for $35.
Oh, you've done well. That's a good buy.
Call me the bargain hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'm giving you the winning tick of approval.
So your advice, Crevo, is if I find more of these rotator tape holders, buy them.
$35, not a bad buy, because even if you sell it, if you put it up for $100, someone offer you $80, you've still done all right.
Yeah,
okay, cool, good.
Profit.
Yep,
I love that.
That's a profit. That's a win. Well done. All right, Ari, what have you got for us?
Now, this one, I actually didn't buy it myself. My mum bought it for me for Christmas, and it's not old. it's a brand new product, but
right.
I don't have old things in my house other than my nan's fur coat, and I know that's worth nearly $5,000, so I already know about that. But this one... mum claims that she paid a heap of money for it.
Right.
But I think it's debatable.
So is this real or is this fake situation?
No. I know that it's real because it says the right logo on it. So
it can be like the old Bali version.
Right,
bait and switch.
You can tell me.
Okay, so that one, is that a wallet, a pink Guess wallet?
It is a pink Guess wallet. It is kind of small, so it's about the length of my hands. And, it's Guess. It's like a fuchsia pink. It's got a nice zipper on it. It's pretty thick at the moment because I've got some coinage in there. But, it feels like real leather, but I'm not entirely sure, and I never know what to look for in terms of real leather.
Yeah, real versus fake. Can I have a look at it? So
yes,
this one
can.
I will need to fondle, if you will, to get a good feel for it. My top concern with it is...
The stitching?
No, the stitching looks okay. It's these corners that have become, have abrasion. I feel as if a Guess wallet, a real one, wouldn't, rub up so easily. It wouldn't get damaged so easily.
Well, again, for context, it's like only 7-8 months old.
That is cause for concern
right.
for me.
Right, so you reckon it's fake?
Well, either fake or it's not quite quality, because it shouldn't do that. It shouldn't, unless you've been very rough with it. Have you been very rough with this wallet, Ari?
No, I mean, you see it every day. Like, it goes in my little handbag and it stays there for most of the time. So, no.
Ah, yeah, I'd be concerned about that.
Mum, you called out.
in its current condition, $30 maybe.
Ooh, well, apparently they go for over $100 on the guest website.
Is that brand new?
There you go. Yep.
That's all. Second hand, $30 is about right. I'm calling that a win as well. Oh. Absolutely correct. Well done to me.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So this morning, guys, I open up my phone and I see, what's this? Hello. An email from The Lot.
Oh, it says, did you win?
It says, you've had a win.
Oh, my gosh. Was it more than $10?
I've clicked it open. It was. I'll have you know. Oh, I've clicked it open, and it says here, Members Club, you're a winner, Powerball. I was like,
Stop it. Why are you here?
Am I going to go to work today? And then it says, Mark, you have won
$12.40. It's $12.40 you didn't have yesterday.
True.
No, yesterday I had $26 when I bought the ticket because I've got a power hit. So whilst man. I've technically had a win, I've actually had a loss.
No, that sucks.
So, I'm still here at work.
Well, you're lucky you got in. I forgot about it until 8:27 last night and hit the panic button. I forgot to buy a ticket. Went to buy it. They went, it's closed.
Oh, damn.
It's always next week.
And you were going to buy the winning ticket too, weren't you?
I always do. That's why I'm here.
Oh, my God.
If you won, side note about the lottery, if you won, would you tell anyone?
Yes. I would tell everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
I would tell nobody.
I
wouldn't
tell someone. I'd come in here and be like, see you, boys.
There would be signs, though.
Yes.
And that sign would be this chair spinning so fast from me leaving.
The van scooting out the driveway.
Just tyres skidding. What's he doing? Where's he going?
The next day, Creeper would show up in a Chrysler or a Lamborghini.
Getting out of here quick, fast.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now on yesterday's show, we were talking about a little venture I went on. Hot girl walk on Wednesday night from Tyres Hill up to Honeysuckle.
Nice.
And on my way back, my feet were too sore, getting horrible blisters, and they were tearing my feet to pieces. So took my shoes off, pinned an Uber. He came and picked me up and drove me home.
Oh, my God.
And look, I got 8Ks down the road. I'm pretty happy with that. And it was one of the weirder Uber experiences of my life. First of all, he told me that the street that I got picked up on wasn't a good street for an Uber.
No.
And then secondly, he went on a bit of a tangent about how the Uber fare, which is determined by Uber, not me, wasn't enough for him and that he wasn't getting paid enough. And I was like, brother.
Not my problem.
Exactly. Just get me home.
Yeah. Let's not distract from the main part of this story, which is that you got almost all the way home and then got a car home.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. But it begs the question.
You're out for a walk. Walk home.
Exactly. I was too sore.
Take your
My
shoes
feet
off.
Were killing me, and I couldn't do it anymore. So I went, catch the car home. Begs the question, what'd you start but didn't finish?
I think a lot of people have this with hobbies.
All the time.
Yeah. You buy all the equipment and the gear and whatever and you never finish
something. All the gear and no idea. For me,
puzzles.
It was playing bass.
Oh, bass guitar.
Bass guitar. I had a dream to play bass guitar. This was my dream to get a bit of this going. And I thought,
it's fitting he's in the country, Jerry.
Yeah, well, I thought if I could play this, oh, the Jerry ladies Seinfeld will love me, you know, all that sort of stuff. I thought bass was so cool. I got the bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realised it's very hard.
That would have set you back a pretty penny as well.
Oh, a couple of $100, and then it just sits there gathering dust.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Got rid of it in the end. Bass guitar was not for me.
Well, Ari's saying puzzles, and I used to be a big puzzle guy. Like, I love to do a puzzle.
Really?
And absolutely love the puzzle. I'd hang them up all around my room once they're done, full frame them and hang them up.
Oh, whoopie-do.
How many pieces were you doing, you big puzzle nerd?
You go up to 1,000 pieces.
I was going
to say 750 to 1,000. 750 to 1,000 pieces, like, huge. Like, they were good puzzles as well. You buy them, getting sidetracked here. This isn't puzzle chat.
Good Lord.
I could go on all day.
You puzzle nerd. I can't believe it.
But you sometimes get to that point with a puzzle that you get halfway through it and you go, you know what? It's not anymore. So you pack it up and put it away again.
Yep.
Forever doing 50% of a puzzle.
What about yourself, Ari?
Well, for me, like, what I started and never finished or always gave up on, any type of James Bond movie. I can't finish that stuff. They are the most boring things I've ever watched in my life.
It feels like a lesser commitment.
Yeah.
James Bond film.
Yeah, if we're going about, you know, a lifetime hobby of bass, couple of $100s,
yep.
Puzzle, dozens of hours invested, working away, only gets a half. James Bond film, you watch 20 minutes, gave up.
Yeah, paid $8.99 for Amazon Prime, that was it.
Hey, you know what? Actually, now you mention it, now it's $8.99. Yes, that is it. That is exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, dear.
All right, so what we're after here, what did you start on but gave up?
And didn't finish it.
And maybe this is a chance to dob someone in as well. Maybe you've got a partner or a friend, family member, who's a big hobby starter, and then they buy all the gear, spend lots of money, and then it just sits there, gathering dust in the cupboard.
The passion just dwindles sometimes.
Dwindles away, that's right. 4967-4105. If you've got a story, you can trade it in for $100 worth of free fuel.
Ooh.
We're giving away the petrol cards this week, and you know what? Price of petrol is up. So why not trade some of that money you've spent on that hobby, potentially? Matt in Port Stevens, what's your story?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. What have you got for us?
Well, I thought it would be a good like little hobby to get a kayak and do some nice winter paddling. That ended very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I got it out on the water. Yeah, no, this just sucks.
You didn't even like
and
it.
They're
not cheap, are they?
I don't even own the kayak anymore.
He sold it, yeah. How much did you spend on the kayaking adventure of one session?
I will admit, I made a profit because I got the kayak for free and I sold it for $50.
I love that.
That's profit.
You know what? A win is a win and you take it where you can.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider could win you a brand new car. Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details.
To win it.
Sorry.
What happened then?
I don't know, your button. The button to turn your mic on. Because the light doesn't work, right? I can never tell if yours is on or not.
Oh, jeez.
It's on now, though.
Well, you know what else is on? This winning feeling.
Yes!
And you could win a brand new MG ZS thanks to Hunter City Motor Group, New FM's Night Rider. How good would a new car be?
Oh,
fantastic. Just to walk away with one.
You hold that key in your hand, and then you open it up, and inside, the new car smell.
Oh.
If you go shopping in style at like Charlestown Square, everyone's going to be looking at you.
Gorgeous car.
You have arrived.
A gorgeous, gorgeous car. And you got to be in it to win it. So register your details online, newfm.com.au. And we could be calling out your name any time of the day. So day or night, you got to keep New FM locked, loaded, live and loud. You never know when your name could be read out. Hunter City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for all the details. Three names to read out this morning, 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock. Are we ready to go?
Yes,
ready?
Let's do it.
Penny Hodson from Adamstown, Jack Kelly in Bar Beach, and Anne-Marie Rook in Glen Oak. If that's you or you know them, get in touch and tell them to ring 4967-4105. Within the next 10 minutes and 53 seconds, your time starts now.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Well, the 10 minutes and 53 seconds may have elapsed, but guess what? We've got some great news because on 4967-4105, Penny Hodgson in Adamstown got through. Well done.
Yay.
Hello. Good morning, Penny.
Thank you. Well, you're very welcome. We should be thanking you for registering and listening at all times.
Perfect.
Was it yourself that heard it, or did you have a friend text you, or what was the situation?
It was actually, I just jumped out of the shower and a friend texted me. So it was in like 30 seconds, I reckon. So.
Oh, very good. Well, did you have time to dry yourself off or did you just have to?
Not really. So that's okay though. But don't put any images. Don't block out.
Hey, well, you know what? Luckily, radio is an audio medium. So if you're dripping wet there, you can be on the phone. Doesn't matter, all right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well done. You're in the draw. Good luck.
That's exciting. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
So there's this little trend going around at the moment, guys. Well, rather, it's one that's returned, I think. And I believe it's something that a lot of women in particular will have to get around, and I think that I'm going to be one of them.
Okay. So you're on this, right?
Yes.
What's going on?
So it's something, it's termed, it's a very strange word. It's called hypergamy.
Yeah.
Hypergamy.
I only know hyperbole, which is like an exaggeration.
Yes, I also know that, but that is where my knowledge ends.
So this, when I say it's full swing, it's something like as if you would find from earlier times in the 1800s, the 18th century. Hypergamy is the action of marrying or forming an intimate relationship with a person of a superior sociological or educational background, or who you think is more successful or secure than you. So this is like a returning trend. Best way that I can describe it is you're full on Bridgertoning it, like.
Oh, it's a bit of a Bridgerton vibe.
It's Bridgerton style of dating.
Essentially what it is dating rich people.
Basically.
Marrying for money.
Marrying for money. Yeah, so anyone who's more financially stable than you are, who has a bit of a social standing perhaps,
sure.
Someone who's well known in certain social circles. Yeah, it's all about marrying for their educational sociological and wealthy backgrounds.
So we have this, like, very classy music going on, but really it's finding people who are rich to try and get their money.
Pretty much. You take the money when they kick the bucket. Pretty much.
You know, cost of living is so high now, guys. You've got to look at what men in your sphere of your dating pool are going to be the most stable for you to settle down with.
What a terrible approach to dating.
What?
Ari, what? You're recently single, yeah?
Well, yeah, ish.
And you've said, hang on, ish, but
no,
anyway,
like that's, it, here we it go. Was a little while ago,
okay,
but
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you've just said that you're going to try this. So
are you
looking for the rich boys now? Is that what it is?
Well, it's not even like being rich. Just someone with a stable job would be nice. Like,
that's
bar is high.
There is a bar.
Someone with a full-time job who's like kind of stable within their own life. I'm looking for a Bridgerton style man, I reckon.
They're very different though, aren't they? one rides around in a coach and sips champagne in a tiny cup, and another one works at Coles but has a full-time position.
A recent study and survey found that at least 45% of people are doing this type of dating or looking to do this. So hypergamy, it's a thing, it's returned, and I believe it should be very much more common. I believe it's more.
So hang on. So basically what you're saying, half of people are looking for people who are richer than them.
When you break it down like that, there's more.
That's a lot.
Look, if you don't understand exactly what I'm talking about, just Google hypergamy and it comes up with all the definitions. And it's not just because I want to find someone who's rich, creebo. It's because someone with all the traits of hypergamy.
The Tinder prompt is literally just send me your bank account.
BSB account number. Let's go.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Obviously, getting close to tax time. I've had to pick up a few things for the business from Officeworks.
Okay.
And I don't go to Officeworks that often, and when I do, I remember why. Right, so it's an interesting store, Officeworks, because it's not something you go like a supermarket. You go every week, you know where everything is.
That's right.
It's sort of familiar. Officeworks though has a mystique about it. Have you guys ever felt that?
I wouldn't say mystique, but I would find it's full of wonderment of products.
Yeah,
yes.
It's very interesting. Funny you mention wonderment of products. So one of the things I've noticed, have you guys seen when you go in there, like down the left-hand side, when you walk in, turn left, there's all of the main stuff that you'll ever need from Officeworks. Mm-hmm. Then in the middle, there's sort of like some technology and things, mm-hmm. and some sort of bins of random stuff, like 1 million highlighters in a bin, right? And you go, that's a lot of highlighters. Mm. But what is going on over to the right? Have you ever been
zone.
Over there?
It's the print zone. And like the chairs and our filing cabinets and stuff.
Never
the
been
chairs
to the right.
Up on like near the roof and stuff.
For
yeah.
For me, it's a bit like the Lion King. You must never go over there, Simba.
Really?
Everything the left touches is where you should go, but never go over to the right.
So the right side, I've only been there once.
See what I mean?
Yeah, to be fair, I went there and bought a filing cabinet. But really? I have been over that side.
Oh, such an adventurer you are.
Yeah, I know.
What was it like over there?
It's different.
Yeah.
It's not all the glowing lights and whiz bangs that they've got on the left. No. And it's not the technological wonderland of the middle. It's kind of, you're right, it kind of is like that dark shadowy place over there.
You should never venture. You should be very careful over there. Okay. Luckily, you're big and strong, so it was. You ended up safe. The other interesting thing I've noticed is they sell a very surprisingly large amount of lollies. Officeworks,
for
a supplies company, there's whole sections where you can buy like giant 5 kilo bags of Allen's lollies, and then the front bit near the counter, there's so many lollies.
Yeah, but it's for people that are going there and they want to stock up their like office candy bar.
No, you know what I think it is?
Or like a reception desk where you have you pick up a Mentos on your way out, a chewy druggie.
You know what? Well, that is part of it. But here's what I think a lot of's going on. Mm-hmm. People get sent in to do the Office Works run, right? Whoever's job that is at the office. And then, because they can get anything on the receipt and claim it as a work
tax
expense.
Deduction, yeah.
Yeah, I will have a couple of Snickers bars, a cherry ripe, and a chewy draggy.
You need a treat for your shopping.
You get a little treat for your shopping, and Officeworks knows that'll just come under like sundries or something like that. It comes up on the receipt as a very claimable expense.
You reckon they're mislabeling it? So you swipe at the Mars bar and it's like, oh yeah, Mars pen.
We all know what that is, right? The other thing that I've noticed is there's this back aisle right at the back where they, I guess it is for like, it's just like a random pile of goods, first of all, but also they have, and I'm guessing it is for like your tea rooms, right? But some of the stuff there is in ridiculous sizes.
Is this your cleaning supplies aisle?
No, I'm not thinking of that. I'm talking about like, I think it's tea and coffee room. They're ridiculous sizes they have at Officeworks. Because it's such a big building, I think they have the feeling that they must fill said building with big stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Agreed.
Never in my life have I seen such giant tins of Nescafe. You know the coffee? It's like the size of a wheelie bin. You'd need one of those trolleys that you have two wheels and tip it back to get it out to your car.
Am I the only one who didn't know that Officeworks sells coffee?
Yeah. Well, Officeworks is literally a one-stop shop for anything you will need in a workplace.
If you've seen it in an office, it's there, right?
Great business model.
Well, it certainly is. But the other big thing I saw there, why do they have such giant post-it notes? There's some in there that are the size of a bed sheet. Yeah. How many things you got to remember on something that will eventually fall off your fridge?
Mate, you might have good eyesight, but there are people out there who don't.
Certainly don't.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And Cool and the Gang said it best. Celebrate good times, come on. They did, famously.
Wow.
That's the song you always want to celebrate. And when you're on a winning streak, or you're about to win, celebrations are the way to go.
Now, I heard Ari there, you just do a little bit of it. Let's hear a little bit of you singing that song.
No.
Just a little bit. Sir, come on. Sir, come on.
You're going to sing
it. No.
Continue, please, Scott.
Okay. You're pushing her across the line.
I'm working on it, all right?
The Olympics is 35 days away, and so there's been a lot of sporting celebrations kicking around the traps. Also worth mentioning, Try July starts very soon for the NRL, so that's as of next month. So, again, every celebration is picked up by, I do believe, Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly, of course, and money is donated to charity. So celebrations are a big, big thing in sport at the moment.
Side note, Crevo, do you reckon Scott is like the human countdown clock? Because he's like, he counts down like the...
He does have many countdowns in his mind, but that is...
The Olympics is his top.
A conversation for another day.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
35 days' time, these people are preparing for the best event of their lives.
That's true.
And there's been a couple of stories kicking around recently. One such, a Spanish racer by the name of Laura Garcia Caro was in a walking race. She's going across the finish line, about to get bronze. Starts fist bump in the air. She's Spanish. She gets the Spanish flag, ties it around her neck. The celebrations have begun. And in the final 2 meters of the race, a Ukrainian competitor overtook her and she came fourth rather than third, missed out on bronze.
Oh my God.
For starters, you're celebrating like you won gold, and mate, you haven't.
You haven't
even won bronze.
You haven't even crossed the line yet. Never celebrate before you cross the line.
Never ever count your chickens. No, never ever count your chickens before they hatch. And look, she's come out speaking to the media saying that, yes, it's disappointing and that I started the race really bad, but I recovered, and it's so disappointing not to make it. quit with the excuses, shut the yap. You celebrated too early, you made a fool out of yourself.
Shut the yap.
She was yapping away too much. This one has also got me laughing. A French swimmer who actually won and qualified for the Olympics, fantastic, started celebrating in the pool, flapping around like a fish.
Home country as well.
Imagine just that, how exciting it would be to compete in front of your friends, family, home nation.
Mm. Yeah.
And represent your country. Insane. You don't blame him for celebrating, but he's partied a little too hard, dislocated his shoulder in the pool.
Oh. So this was during the fist pumping of excitement,
which you would do, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And then hold anything back. And he's hurt
his shoulder.
Yeah. Oh. So questions have now been raised about whether he will be in Paris. He's won the qualifying event, but I'll say again, Paris still about a month away, so he's got a bit of time to recover. But again, does he need surgery? Has there been any dorsal damage? All yet to be discovered. But you hate to see it.
And you know what? Like, the fact is, it's not like he's gone out like and partied and stuff and celebrated like that and, like, you know, hurt his body in that way. He's just literally gone, oh yes, a little bit of fist pump in the water, and then you know, thinking that he might have surgery now. Like, that's not fair.
A lesson in being humble,
yeah,
isn't
so
it?
Yes. He's only 17 years old, so even if he's got a big swimming career in front of him, this is a very, very big lesson to learn very early on in his career. When he stepped up on the podium to claim his gold medal, full sling.
Wow.
That is less than ideal, isn't it? Wow. Well, good luck to him, I guess, in a way. Actually, you know what?
Lesson learnt.
Yeah.
Be humble.
And it's one less, you know, swimmer who's, like, not taking them away from our Aussie swimmers.
Oh, the medals are going to come through. They are.
Imagine you're the one, like, you're in that race, whatever race he's in, and then you get the bronze, and if he was in there, maybe he would have missed out.
So, sliding doors moment. If it works for the Aussies, hey, mate, shouldn't have celebrated that hard.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you're very careful out there when you're in races, I guess, is the life lesson.
UFM.
The Novos.
What are you up to for the weekend, Ari?
Well, tomorrow night is PBR, Professional
Bull
Riding State of Origin, which is fantastic. So I do have 2 tickets. So myself and my mum are going to go. Which means we're going to go buy some new jeans today. Mum's going to apparently bedazzle them, so that'll be hilarious.
Nice. Cover them in diamantes.
Well, I'm going to look the part. You know, if I'm going to go to the PBR, I'm going to look the part. I might even, like, ask if I can borrow my friend Will's a Cobra.
That's a good idea.
He would. He's got, like, 5, so he'll be like, oh.
Do you need a big belt buckle or anything like that?
I can ask him for that too.
Cobras are very expensive, so don't lose that.
Yeah,
no, very expensive.
How much is a Cobra brand new?
Oh, I'll look it up.
All right, pretty expensive. A bit of a quick Google. Everyone have a great weekend because there's a bit of bad weather about, but don't let that get you down. There's so much great stuff happening in our region, PBR being one example.
Exactly.
Do you have a Cobra price checked aisle 3, please?
Look, if the internet would hurry up.
Yeah.
It's checked out for a feel good Friday. It certainly has.
Well, I think they're well over a couple of $100 for quality ones. So you be careful with that Will's a Cobra, all right?
Will do.
You take very good care of it.
I will.
Oh, here we go. We're 3/4 of the way loaded.
Yeah, we're
$300.
Oh my God, the cost of a Cobras is through the roof.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not buying R.M. Williams then.
Well, yeah, you do that. Oh no wonder cowboys are broke. They've got to spend so much on their equipment. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.